Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I went to one of those really hip karaoke places, like it's like the best one in the world, and so whatever. And they didn't have almost anything I wanted to sing. They did have one Les Mis song, and I wasn't
that's not enough. That,
but it wasn't enough. And what I really wanted was "Poor Unfortunate Souls" from The Little Mermaid.
Oh God,
that doesn't feel like it's a hard ask.
I know, yeah, right?
Yeah,
it's just like a classic.
That is
go
a classic.
Find it on YouTube. What are you doing?
It's true. I mean, every song is available on YouTube as karaoke. So if you as a karaoke bar aren't providing that service, what are you even doing?
It's true. All right. Should we actually introduce this podcast?
Welcome to Family Jewels, your number one destination for all karaoke related gripes.
the world has been crying out for a karaoke gripes podcast.
Okay, two last things about karaoke, I promise, two last things. First of all, one of my biggest karaoke gripes is when you play one of your favorite songs, but the pitch is wrong.
It happened
to us when, every time you and I want to sing Don't Rain on My Parade, the pitch is wrong and we can't do it.
The pitch is the problem, not us. I just want to clarify, the pitch is incorrect, we have perfect voices.
And I'll also say, both of you have introduced me to karaoke bangers that I didn't realize were as big as they are. You specifically with Christina Perry's Jar of Hearts.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you think you are?
Look, it's incredible. A great song, but it is left over from an ex-boyfriend of mine, I will say. It was like his favorite.
But I think is she an alto? Is she?
Yeah, it's low.
It's low.
It's like kind of a Pink song, you know
what
I mean?
Very accessible.
I think Pink
vocally.
Maybe has a bigger range. Pink, one of the greats. But sometimes a Pink song you can do as an alto.
Yeah, because then like some of the greatest songs are just vocally too challenging, which is not a challenge for you because you are an incredible singer.
Okay, wait, you should say who it is because it's an audio medium.
Oh, it's Erica Heed.
Okay, you're an amazing singer. What's your secret?
Being Filipino, I think. It was just ingrained in our culture, kind of, to be honest.
Karaoke is huge there, right? But you call it videoke in the Philippines?
Maybe. I don't know. Okay, I don't actually know. They might do.
Do you know the What My Way killings in the Philippines?
No.
Guys, oh my God. I have so much things to say karaoke. There is a series of murders in the Philippines, I'm not making this up, called the My Way killings, where people get beat up or killed for singing Frank Sinatra's My Way.
What?
Poorly or really well? Like,
I think it's the content that's like making people upset.
Oh.
Why?
Okay, let me.
Because he did it his way.
Yeah, it's like, no, you're going to do it my way.
Okay, did I ever tell you the story about how one time I took a crooning weekend course at City Lit?
Are you fucking kidding me? What the fuck?
Me, six people in their 70s, five women, one man. We would sing individual songs and then we would stand in a circle and also sing songs together. But this man, let me paint you a picture, oversized lapel, bright red shirt, long ponytail to ass.
So he fucks.
He fucks. And when we'd sing the song together, if it was gendered, like, and I love him, he'd be like, and I love her.
Couldn't be gay even for a second.
You don't want a croon gay in this big room of chicks.
So what makes it crooning?
It's like very relaxed. It's like a style of song, a genre of music, but it's also like a, you know, it's like Frank Sinatra.
Oh, so you can't strain.
Yeah, you're super relaxed. It was like really fun actually to learn about. It was a good course. That's would really recommend.
Yeah, because they're all like almost half talking.
Yeah, yeah.
You could you just gotta convey
relaxation, which is something I need in my life, and also nothing better than being in a room of old people and being equal to or better than them. My life is still ahead of me.
When Charlie used to do stand-up, you had a bit about how your life is bad for 30 but impressive for 80.
Oh, yeah. If I was 90, I was like a walk. You know, I take a small unassisted walk around the block every day. I live alone. I think I used to end it by being like, and sometimes I fuck men in their 40s. Which I should not have been doing as a 27-year-old. I look back on it now and I think they were too old.
I think it's fine.
No, Erica, my mistake.
Erica's 25. You're 25?
Erica, please.
No, I'm 26.
Oh, no.
They're not. Do you think
you're
of men in their
40s? You're supposed to be my
40s?
Young friend. Yeah, what's going on?
She is. She is young compared to you and me. Everyone's younger than me, so it's okay.
Okay, Erica sang, last time we were in karaoke, Erica sang When We Were Young by Adele. Heartbreaking. Absolutely heartbreaking.
Gorgeous, I bet.
And I'm so sorry. I'll stop talking about karaoke in a second, but I need to get this off my chest. The most powerful karaoke experience I've ever had was we picked up some dudes from my audience one time in Manchester, as we do. And anyways, we brought them to karaoke, obviously.
Yeah.
And then Erica sang the most...
They better have behaved at the end of this story.
Heartbreaking rendition of I'm Not the Only One by Sam Smith, a song about cheating. And one of the guys the day before had just gotten out of a 7-year relationship. And when he heard her sing, he was like over 6 foot. He disappeared. It's because he was folded in half, sobbing in the middle of a karaoke. Yeah. That's what she awoke in him.
All right.
And his friend was like trying to like console him, like in a really poorly, I might add. But the guy was like swatting him away, being like, "No, you don't leave me the fuck alone."
Did you push through? You just pushed through?
I didn't know it was happening until the very end, and then I joined the group again, and I was like, "Whoa, what the fuck happened here?"
You moved someone that day.
Yeah. I will say, not the first time. That is the first time I made somebody cry, but I sang that song again, and somebody cried again.
No! What?
Yeah.
What? Okay. I got to hear it once.
Listen at your own risk.
Yeah.
Okay,
ready.
So
drop the album.
The My Way killings were a social phenomenon in the Philippines, referring to a number of fatal disputes which arose from the singing of the song My Way, popularized by Frank Sinatra, in karaoke bars. Explanations for these incidents differ from the song being simply frequently sung among the nation's karaoke bars, where violence is common, or to perceived aggressive lyrics of the song.
Wow.
But how are they aggressive?
I did it my
way. You sang it in an aggressive way. He's crooning. He's chill. He's relaxed. He's fucking Frank Sinatra. You know what I mean?
Look, I just think that's incredible.
Yeah, that's fascinating. That's my dad and the Oliver Cast recording of the London Palladium's 1994 show, Destroying the Tape.
Wait, what happened?
Have I told you the story?
No.
I loved...
Sorry, okay. Erica, we've invited you to talk at you.
I looked at you, but there's no way you would know the story, I feel like. And then we'll do the actual podcast. 1994, I was 5 years old. I loved Oliver at the London Palladium. I had the cast recording on tape. I used to listen to it in the car every day. And then one day, my mom was like, I guess we just lost the tape. It like went missing. And it turned out my dad had smashed up the tape.
Because he couldn't listen to it anymore.
He couldn't listen to it anymore. He was sick of the tape. He was sick of the tape. And then he never let me have a Spice Girls CD.
Oh my. Because he didn't want you to ruin Spice Girls for
him. Yeah, he was like, I don't want to fucking hear it. I'm not against anything they say. I just simply want to listen to my Dracula cast recording. No, not the cast recording. It'd be like my Dracula soundtrack album.
That was his thing.
Yeah, he wanted the soundtrack to Dracula. He wanted Tubular Bells. Horror movie soundtracks, ambient horror movie soundtrack. All right, let's do this podcast properly. Come on.
This tells me so much about you. Everything just clicked into place. Erica, you entered the studio and you said that you have a crazy story about your grandmother.
Yeah, it popped in my head on my way here. I was like, I was told about it. None of our family knew about it until like maybe like a few months ago when they were talking about it. But like, my grandma, where she lives, is like this really remote town in northern Ontario. Like, it's a town so small, you blink, you'll miss it. Like, in their gas station, they have like a tourist shirt that says "What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What happens in Port Loring, everyone will know."
Okay, that's funny.
Yeah. But one of the neighbors had like a cat, and my grandma and my and her neighbor were like sick of this cat shitting in their like yards, and like they were complaining to each other. And then she told our neighbor, "Don't worry about it; it'll all be taken care of."
Your grandma said this.
Yeah, my grandma said this. Cat after this was said, cat nowhere to be found.
Oh, what?
And the rumor has it that she shot that cat.
Does she have a gun? Do you know if she does?
Yeah, we have guns. There's guns there that like my grandpa had that she just inherited that now my dad owns. And like,
who did you hear the story from?
My aunt.
Via the neighbor?
Via the neighbor. Then told my dad. And then my dad was like, "Oh yeah, your grandma had a nickname, Annie Oakley."
No! Oh my god! Old cat killer Karen! Cat killer Karen loves to kill cats!
Yeah.
I wonder if she has a gun on her right now. Can you see the gun in the room with us? Yes. Oh, she shot that cat.
Oh, for sure. Like, there was another time, like, a bear came to her, like, she lived alone, and like, because my grandpa died, like, in the 80s, and, like, she lived alone. This bear, like, came up, and then to her window, and then, yeah, she just immediately grabbed the gun and was like, "You better get."
She, like, reasoned with the bear?
Yeah.
And the bear knew? The bear was scared of the gun?
I think so.
Well, she shot the bear.
No.
Are you allowed to shoot bears?
You just give them a stern talking to.
Probably in self-defense, I would imagine you can.
Yeah, fair. I mean,
but I don't think, yeah, like so much wildlife is there is protected, so probably not.
Look, I hear she's got a gun and she's happy to use it, and that's enough for me. Are other people in your family gun lovers? Gun users? Is she the main gun user? That's what I want to know. Who's queen of the guns in your house?
I think now it's all under my dad's name, and he was like, "Erica, do you want the guns? Because I might give it to your cousin." I was like, "I don't want to be on the register." Like, to me, I was like, "Oh, whatever, guns. I don't want to do admin." Like, it's not true. My actual gripe with it is not gun control. It's the admin I'd have to go through.
You have to be registered to each gun.
Yeah, and I'd have to like go back home every year to be like, "This is my." This is
your gun stuff.
Yeah, I'm not doing. I'm like, give it to my cousin. I'm sure he'll like it. He has like a gargoyle tattoo on the back of it.
Oh, he wants some guns.
He wants some guns.
He wants
the guns.
Yeah. Are they like hunting rifles?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's mainly what they were used for.
Kind of sounds like I want the gun. So what are we working here? Okay, so you have soft launched on this podcast that you may or may not be from Canada.
I am. Yeah. It's true.
It's still a mystery to us.
Rumors are true. From Canada.
Where in Canada are you from?
I'm from a suburb of Toronto.
The cool bit?
No. It's fine. You went there for a spa.
I did. It was one of the best. The best spa I've ever been to in my life.
That used to be our movie theater.
Look, it's better now.
Yeah.
Is it a fancy spa now?
Oh, yeah. It's so fancy.
Ooh.
It's so fancy.
It's the best spa I've ever been to. It's like one of those all-day spas where you go in and you stay there for like 9 hours because you can like play card games and watch TV and get a facial and sit in every kind of sauna and every kind of bathtub. Right. It's great. Yeah.
I've never been to Canada, but I once went to Niagara Falls and I like...
On the American side?
On the American side.
We
the
went
worst
to Epcot.
Side. Bad side.
So
it's
you
true,
have
that's
been
the closest. But my American visa was going to expire in like 3 days' time.
Yeah.
And they were like, "If you leave, we will not let you back in." So I... And the American side is so bad.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's bad, yeah.
It was so upsetting and disappointing reading about the good shit on the Canadian side and then the bad shit on the American side. I went to the most depressing casino I've ever been to in my life. That was it. The only activity we did.
Have you been to the Canadian side of Niagara?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's it like?
It's really nice. I mean, I had my 16th Sweet 16 there.
What?
Okay, that's chic. That's like having a Sweet 16 in Vegas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
what was on the agenda?
We my mom, like, got a hotel that had, like, a water slide in it, and I invited three of my friends, and I think we ate at... I want to say it probably wasn't Rainforest Cafe, but something of that ilk.
Yeah, it could have been.
God.
Yeah, something like that.
That's the perfect 16th
birthday. A little themed ristorante, my favorite.
That is so cool.
It's a fun, like, it's fun. It's like, it is shitty Vegas. That is the best way to put it. There's like a, there's a strip club there called Sundowners. Do you guys know what Sundowners is?
No.
It's like.
I just like the name.
It's a, yeah. So it's a condition you get when you have Alzheimer's.
What? Wait, what?
That's not what it's named.
Yeah,
off,
yeah, yeah.
What?
And it's like, I think, I believe it's the idea that, like, you don't understand when, like the time or, like, because of, like, the sun and, like, that's the only, something to do with that.
The only strip club in the world that makes you reflect on your own mortality.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I want from a strip. That's the only thing that would entice me in.
And I would like, okay, so you walk in and all the dancers are of different ages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would go to that. I would like that.
It's pretty woke.
That's a good idea. You're seeing a 20-year-old. You're seeing an 85-year-old. They're in the same space. They share this earth.
This sounds like a Dove commercial.
And in your head, you're just like, has she aged in front of me? Because I have no perception of time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's insane. So you went there for your 16th birthday.
Yeah,
I wish.
You're from a how suburban?
Oh, it's not. I mean, it's not that far from Toronto, but it's like I would like get scared to go on the bus. Yeah.
So like right. the metropolitan Toronto was not like a huge part of your day to day.
No, not normally. Not until I like went into high school and then I started going down there for like courses and stuff. But yeah, no, generally not. Although like everyone who lives in that suburb will work in Toronto.
Yeah, fine. That's right. The city. That
like commuter sense. Town.
Why Toronto? Who's in Toronto and why? If your grandmother's Ontario, was she there already?
Yeah. So my dad's family was already there. They've been there for years. They were sent over to Canada as Hessians, which are German mercenaries. So they were brought over to fight America. And so I was worried at one point that we were Nazis, and then my dad was like, don't worry. We were gone before that happened. Don't you worry.
So German background, and then, so they moved in, like, the 1800s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think they were, like, promised, like, some land in Nova Scotia, and then eventually ended up in Ontario, I think, because my grandfather was, like, fought on the Canadian side for World War II, but he never like left Canada. He was deployed in Nova Scotia and just would like hang out in planes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. So do like shadow boxing and just expecting if anyone comes, I'll fuck them.
Yeah,
up.
Yeah, pretty much.
I feel like I have not really encountered a lot of like, even though I understand that there are like people with German ancestry in North America, they've not been in, that's not been big significant communities in places I've been in North America. Do you know what I mean?
But they are huge. Like, so where the Amish are German, right?
Are they?
I think a lot of them
I think
are.
So.
Okay, then yeah. Maybe I have a little bit. So they would be in, like, greater New York, some
And I
Amish.
Think lots of in the Midwest as well. Like, lots yeah. of Germans in, like, Minnesota.
I feel like I lived in Chicago for a little bit, but the prevalent thing which I was reminded of yesterday was that everyone thinks they're Irish in Chicago because they dye the
They
river.
Dye the river green.
And I was like, what the fuck is happening here when that happened? Everyone
also,
was going
Dave
so hard.
Also, Dave Matthews Band. Do we know the story?
I don't know the story. I know Dave Matthews Band.
Well, they their tour bus emptied the sort of ship into that river onto a tour boat covering a tour group with Dave Matthews shit on that very river.
Ugh, a magical place. But anyway, I'm like, oh, they all think they're Irish in New York. Everyone's like, you meet all those people who are like, oh, I was Italian. I am Italian. I am currently Italian, despite having never been to Italy or anyone in my family haven't been. So that's interesting. So wait, that's your dad's, but like way, way back. That would be like two generations, three generations before him.
But he will try to speak German to people.
Yeah, yeah, great.
Okay, so that was my next question. Like the way that there's like a New York Italian identity, is there a German Ontario identity? Is there like a diaspora?
Well, I think like... he's like proud about certain things. There's like a place in Scarborough that has like that serves Austrian food, and he'll be like, "I want to eat there."
Cool.
So
very Italian American.
Yeah. And then he's like very like Krug is like some name we had in our lineage, and he like will be like, "Do you want to keep?" Like they're downsizing right now, so there's loads of stuff in our house that are like that's getting removed or whatever. And he's like, "Do you want Erica? Do you want us to keep this table? It's Krug." that's our that they're German. That's our family.
You know? I was like,
I was like, okay, yeah.
You're being offered a lot of items.
I'm offered, yeah.
I don't want to come back and deal with my guns. I definitely don't want to come back and deal with my table.
But he's also my dad. Also is English at heritage as well. That's an Anglo-Saxon.
From when? From his life?
Yeah, like I think I don't know. Both on both sides of his parents. There's like German and English.
Lots of English, formerly English people in Canada, yeah. For sure.
When I moved here, he was like, you got to go to Ashdown Forest.
That's what he really cared about.
Because it was not one of our last names is Ashdown.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So they're like super into their own lineage.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad has like a book, and I'm he was like, oh, I'm gonna leave it there for you to read. I'm like, I'm not reading that.
So you could have ancestors all over.
Yeah, well, I think on his side they've all moved to like North America, or like different parts of Canada. My mom has like more people all over the world.
Yeah. What's your mom's background? Where's she from?
From the Philippines. Although there is like Spanish blood there too. I don't know how.
I'm assuming it's
colonialism.
Yeah. Someone had to say it.
Yeah. Yeah, she's from there. She moved in the 90s. She never meant to live in Canada. She went just for vacation because she was like tired of her brother. And then she met my dad and they kind of stayed. She lived in New York for a couple years in between visas and then move back. The way they met is kind of funny.
It's please very sexy.
Yeah. Tell me.
So my dad works on like the city bus. He still does. And she was touring around, and she goes on his bus and asks, "Does this bus go to like I don't know, like Leslie? Does this bus go to Leslie?" And then he says, "Can't you read?"
Whoa!
It's hot in here.
Yeah, and then she was like, "What the fuck?"
Okay, so he negged her. Yeah, right off the bat.
Yep, she goes,
"Stop! What?"
Yeah, and then she was like, "Oh, you're gonna be like that? I'm gonna reply something like back too." But she was like, "No, I can't." and then he gets annoyed. She sits down. He ends up apologizing.
As he should.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm really sorry. Like,
I love
blah, blah,
a man
blah.
He says sorry.
And then gets talking to her. My mom's like still like iffy about him. And he's like, so what are you doing in town? Like, she's like, oh, I'm from the Philippines. I'm here touring. He was like, oh, you must have like quite a lot of money. I'm sure it's not a cheap flight. And then she says, yeah, I deal drugs. That's how I got here. and then they went out. I think their first date was actually
like a very game recognizes game situation.
Wait, what?
And they went to church.
I want to say that their first date was at a church, and then they went for Swish LA after, which is like,
what's that?
It's like an equivalent to like a Nando's. Okay, like yeah. That's the best way to describe it. It's like a chicken chain that's everywhere.
Does this origin story make sense in the dynamic of as you have known it in your life?
Yeah, I think so. My mom just does like shit on my dad.
All right.
So it's like, you can't read. I sell drugs. See you in church. Wait, so they bonded over, were they like, oh, cool, we're both Christian?
I don't really know how that came into the conversation. But like, yeah, it must have somehow. But my mom was like, I remember when they went for Social A, the big problem was my dad brought out coupons and said, pick from these. And my mom called my aunt being like, I don't know about this man. He made me pick from coupons. And then my aunt was like, that means he's financially responsible.
Yeah, that's a good angle.
Yeah.
I like that they were both clearly, completely unapologetically themselves. There was no pretending to be anything other than what they were.
Yeah.
It's very rare that you hear that.
I think also when they met, my dad was like kind of seeing somebody else. But that woman had a child from another relationship and then also had her tubes tied. And my dad did want kids.
So that wasn't going to work.
Yeah, it just wasn't. I don't know how, like.
I guess I've never in my life heard of any relationship ever starting with someone saying, can't you read? That's amazing. Yeah. Fine, so it worked out for them. Are they still together?
Yeah, they're still together. They're going to move to the house where my grandma lived. I'm nervous for my mom because she will be the only person of color in that town.
Ooh. Yeah. What's that town like?
It's the town. It's just small.
Semi-rural, bears wandering around.
Yeah. You have to drive an hour for a grocery store. And if you have like a medical emergency, you have to be helicoptered out.
Oh my gosh. What?
Yeah. Because you're just like, there's nothing around.
Oh my God.
How is she feeling about moving there?
She keeps saying, like, yeah, you know, I'll have your dad. It'll be fine. Like, she does want to downsize. But then, like, we went out for Chinese food. And then she was just like, yeah, I'm going to miss this. I was just like, yeah, you're going to miss. There's not going to be anything like that there.
Well, because Toronto's, like, is an incredibly multicultural city.
Yeah, fine. That's going to be a big shift. Mm. All right, that's exciting. Will you go and visit?
I keep saying I won't.
Rather than them.
I'm like, you guys have moved so far from, like, an airport.
Yeah, that sounds hard to get to.
Yeah, I would have to get, like, the 8-hour flight into Toronto. Then I would have to get a, either they'd have to pick me up, or I'd rent a car, and I'd have to drive 3 hours, or I'd have to get, like, a local plane.
Wow, that really is a long trip to see them.
What's the day-to-day in that town like? What are people doing all day?
A lot of people just drink.
Okay, sounds about right.
Which my dad doesn't like. So I'm kind of surprised he's
cool. They're gonna have a great time
there.
Then.
Yeah,
sounds ideal for them both.
But a lot of them just have little businesses. My mom has like said she's gonna do like a noodle bar that she said I'm gonna teach these white people what cooking is.
Oh hell yeah! No, she has like a huge.
Sounds like it's probably.
This
gonna
is a great business
some
opportunity because they've never tasted anything that good before.
Yeah,
she will blow their minds.
That's exciting. Yeah.
With very basic seasoning.
And all the food there is very like. There's two restaurants. It's all very expensive for what it is. Like the burger. There's a burger joint that like you eat outside, but it's like I think it's around $25 for a burger.
No.
Oh come on.
But no, she's gonna completely change their lives.
Yeah.
Wait, that's cool.
That
okay,
is
it's like
cool.
A little, you know, like a little waitress moment.
It's going to be like chocolat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, I'm in. I'm back in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that your mom has a brother.
Yeah.
What's the makeup of your mom's family?
My mom has two siblings, and then she had another sibling that was not in the picture. My grandpa had like a child outside of the marriage, and then like I think that child was shunned, but my mom, when she last went to the Philippines, connected with not the brother because he like passed away before that happened, but brother's kid. And so they're kind of in touch.
That's really nice. That's so kind.
My mom's brother is what has been used as like an example for like she's like you can't coddle someone too much.
What, because of him?
Yeah, because she was like, yeah, you gotta, if you, it'll just like mess you up as a person.
Okay, what are we talking here?
Well, I think like he kind of just like would have like so many random, like he was going to be a massage therapist at one point, and like I remember my mom saying, who would want to get rubbed down by him?
Oh, that's me.
But does he have like is he a guy who's like has a new career every week?
A little bit. He lived with us in our house for a bit, and I don't really know. He would just kind of be at home. But yeah, I think he's been very fortunate that like his wife and like all his kids are all very like on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, he was living at your house
for a little bit.
Where were his wife and kids just living their lives?
Yeah.
Is he based in the Philippines?
He is now. I think I used to call.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too.
Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ugly.
What?
Yeah. I remember, I have this memory of being like, no, I don't want to be like you. You're ugly.
Okay, you have like a radical honesty problem in your family.
I think so. yeah.
Have you
been- also, I love that the bar for being coddled too much is like, you're just like, no one wants to get rubbed by you. You're ugly.
She's like, oh, okay. He's here. He's willing to massage. He's saying nothing about anyone else's appearance. But we're commenting. Have you visited the Philippines?
Yeah, once when I was like 13. And then my parents have gone back several times, but I'd always been in like either like my like college or uni, college or high school. And so I just couldn't leave. Like, it was just like really important study dates.
Yeah, fine.
Although we're meant to go this year. That'll be exciting.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I've asked them. They're like, when is best for you? I'm like, can you do September so I can do it after the Fringe? I feel like that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the flight time from here to there?
I've not even looked.
I bet it's long.
Do you feel like in touch with your Filipino side?
Like I think it's the family I like more. So when I think of like, who my extended family, I think of them because I don't like my dad's side of the family.
Yeah, fine.
Look, one dead cat and all of a sudden.
But I think like, I think they're just like more accepting as a people. So in terms of like, I like. But then if you when I say like, oh yeah, I'm Filipino, my mom doesn't like that.
Really?
She's like, you're Canadian.
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah.
What does she think of herself? She's Canadian.
I think she'd say she's Filipino because she was like born and raised there. But like, even somebody like Joe Coy, she'd be like, he's American. What, like,
right?
If you're like, or like, you know, if you're born in that country,
so it's not wanting you to culturally imperialize the Philippines.
Yeah,
she's like, don't be.
If you've never lived there,
all your Canadian sensibilities.
Like, if you're a Chinese person who's born and raised in Canada, she's like, you're Canadian. Yeah,
I see that logic. Also, I feel like they're okay. This is, please forgive me. And I don't think this is justified, but whenever I do meet like a person who claims to be Russian who never lived in Russia, I am always just like, okay, yeah, sure you are. There's like, there's people who are like children of immigrants. So their parents immigrated to America after the Soviet Union collapsed, and then they were born there. So they speak Russian, but they speak Russian because their parents do.
Fine.
And whenever I meet these people, I'm always just like, yeah, okay. But I'm sure that people who still live in Russia and hear me say that I'm Russian also are like, yeah, okay. Mm.
Didn't you find it so weird in America though? When you, everyone in America obsessed with their like deep ancestry of where they're from in a way that just was like never raised to me as a child ever. Like, I would never be like, oh, I'm whatever it is, Irish or I'm Russian. I wouldn't be Russian. My great grandparents are Russian, but I feel like I knew Americans who were like, I'm Italian, and then it was like, six generations ago.
Yeah.
Why not?
I think in some ways it's like kind of brought into the curriculum. Like they want you to know.
Oh, like that's you're from a place, and then it's all
what's
like
happening pre Mayflower.
Yeah. You got to know what's pre Mayflower.
Always.
But that's interesting that like you would not like think about like, oh, what's like what, the years behind.
Yeah, it just
you.
Didn't really occur to me. I kind of knew. Like I can't like. I know my great grandparents, some of them came from Eastern Europe. Like, that was it. Mm. It was like, at one point, my dad was like, maybe Lithuania. And then we were like, okay. And then, like, no one has looked into that further ever.
Well, I remember a comment I got when I first moved here, but someone was like, how can you be Canadian and Filipino?
Oh,
and I was like, huh?
How can you be dumb and an idiot?
I was like, did you go to school like with any person of color, or just like not even person of color, like people like white people can also have like
also, like two parents.
Yeah, that too. Yeah,
two parents make one baby. Are we doing this?
Man has never met a mixed race person before.
That's too complex. That's too complex. Okay, and your mom has another sibling.
My mom has a sister who I love a lot. She's a nurse practitioner who lives in Florida.
Okay, obsessed.
A combination of words I'm interested in.
As a kid, I used
what
to.
What I'm hearing is making bank.
Yeah, no.
There's a lot
in
of sick
sun,
people
baby,
in Florida.
Going to the beach.
Yeah.
Nursing some people towards death.
She's doing well for herself. Yeah. She, I used to call her a pretend doctor growing up because.
Oh, you guys are so mean to each other. Like, unbelievable. You're ugly. You're a pretend doctor.
I don't want a back rub from anyone.
This is horrible. And you can't read. Oh my God.
Has she always lived in Florida?
No, she used to live in Holyoke, Massachusetts before that, and then the Philippines before that. But yeah, I used to like go over to Massachusetts for a lot of the summers. So
it's
a
nice.
Lot of nice
New England fantasy.
Yeah.
You work on that Boston accent.
Oh, yes. Yeah. My cousins would just ironically do it all the time.
Have you been to visit her in Florida?
Yeah, I'm supposed to go there for Christmas this year as
Sick.
Well. But yeah,
nothing like a Florida Christmas.
But I've been there loads.
So, is it her who was featured in the documentary?
No, that's another aunt. I have another aunt who's like featured in this documentary about like the Black Widow. Does this I don't actually it's. He worked for some bank, and he, like, died under suspicious circumstances.
Yeah.
But this woman who has been married several times, it's happened to all of the husbands that she's had. And
wait, that's your aunt?
No, my aunt was...
I was like, what a casual way to tell us.
Was this man's, nurse, personal nurse. So she was very well paid.
And what does she think happened?
I'd actually have never asked.
But the implication is that his wife killed him.
Yeah, that is the implication. It's just too sus that this has happened every single time, and every single time that this woman's been left the money. And yeah.
Are they all old though?
I think so. I mean, if you're needing like a personal nurse at home,
yeah, but it's already looking not amazing for you.
But yeah, she was in this documentary that was produced by somebody who also is Lady Antebellum's in-house videographer, photographer, and
what
the country act?
What?
And yeah, I was able to get free tickets via that.
Okay, so the
any hookup counts.
You know how like people say that Twilight wouldn't happen without 9/11?
Yeah.
You know.
No, why?
Okay, so 9/11 caused the founder of My Chemical Romance, the band, to start the band. Because he was like, 9/11 made me want to write music.
What?
And then I think, is it Stephanie Meyer was listening to My Chemical Romance when she wrote Twilight? And then obviously 50 Shades of Grey is Twilight erotic fan fiction. And so the domino effect is there. The domino effect here is a woman killed her husband.
Go on.
That husband had a nurse. That nurse was in a documentary. The producer of that documentary also took pictures of Lady A. And Lady A toured the UK, and she got VIP tickets to see that.
And who knows what the butterfly effect could come of
and
it.
And thank God for those murders, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. It worked out for you in the end.
Yeah, I'm up.
Thanks, Black Widow.
why did you move here?
I moved for school. I finished my last year of university here. My aunt from Florida and my mom came with me when I first moved, and we toured the UK with another cousin that's based in Chorley. We went around.
Cute.
Yeah, it was fun.
And you'd already chosen where you were going to go, or you were like, I'm going to see what I think?
I had no choice in terms of what school I went to, because the program I did only offered this place. If I had a choice, I would not have gone there.
So it's part of your Canadian university that they offered the year abroad there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Pretty much. It's
but
like
you did your senior year.
Yeah.
Huh.
So I did. So I technically finished the program that I did in Canada.
Fine.
But if you do one more year, you get a Bachelor of Arts,
so you can just put something on.
It was like quicker to do. I know the one thing about my parents, they're like, you got to get a degree of some sort, and I was like, well, it worked out cheaper for me to do that than to do 3 extra years in Canada.
Huh.
And I get to live somewhere else.
Yeah, that's cool.
And learn. So that's how I ended up.
And where was this?
In Salford Uni, Manchester.
Yeah, it's a classic story. A girl comes from Canada to Salford. Gets to know the local. Did you have a good time? Did you enjoy being there?
Not really. I mean, like it was fine. I mean, I liked my uni accommodation, I found out why it was so cheap is because like a homeless guy got murdered in it.
No!
Oldest trick in the book.
Two for two on people getting murdered.
Yeah. But my first roommate was awesome. She was a Skrull from Jakarta who was also kind of in a similar kind of like, I just want to get away from my family, my life. She was so upset when she had to go back. I felt really bad for her because like Jakarta's quite, well, Indonesia in general is quite strict. And she was, she's like a lesbian and she was like, yeah, I can't like be myself there. She was also like drinking alcohol, which did not happen there.
Yeah.
I will say, I think that part is for the best because this girl was throwing up way too much.
She needed to go somewhere where it wasn't.
Yeah, I actually think that's a preventative measure for her. But yeah, she was really cool. It was like really fun to live with her. She was only there for the first semester. The second semester, never spoke to my roommate. Don't know who she is. Don't know her name.
Write in if you remember her.
Yeah. She would come in, cook potatoes, go back in her room.
Oh, that was it?
She would not speak.
European coded.
Perhaps. And yeah, I like kind of tried to like initiate conversation. No. I was like, at that point, I also had like found people.
Fine.
So
you
I was
friends.
Like, I'm okay. Yeah. Don't need to have this conversation.
Sorry.
Please. No, you must.
No, you must.
I asked the last one. Charlie. It's your turn.
What's your cousin doing in Chorley?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Where is Chorley?
Chorley is just outside of Manchester. It's maybe a 30 or 40 minute train. So that's like the closest town. But she lives in like that. She's like a 20 minute drive from the train, from the city center, mm-hmm. or like the town center there. I think she moved here for a man. They broke up.
Already fallen for Chorley.
Yeah. And then she's just there. I don't really know what she's up to. Last I heard, she was going to do a thing where she does like sexual education videos for like people in the Philippines for like, she wants to teach how to use like dildos and stuff.
Why not?
Sounds real.
Like, yeah. And then and sell some stuff online. And like when we were living in her house, my mom didn't.
Olga's like Drew Joe unlocked.
How do I get into that?
My mom didn't want to tell my aunt because she didn't know how my aunt would react.
She wants to just be on TikTok is what she's saying. She wants to talk about sex toys on TikTok.
Probably. I think she was like saying like, oh, it's not really popular out there to like, I think in the way that like, I swear that there's a thing where like older women will be like, have like parties and they'll be like, check out this.
Yeah.
So I think that's essentially what she wanted to do.
Any perv can be a perv if they say educator.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
She wants to do Tupperware parties online.
But for dildos.
I think people already were doing Tupperware
dildo
parties
MLM?
For dildos. That definitely is. That's
Join
existed.
My dildo
that has
MLM.
Existed for sure. I see it for
a
us.
A pyramid of dildo.
I see it for us. Well, that's fun. So you're not keeping up with her.
Well, last I talked to her was when I had COVID, and my mom made her check on me.
Okay, fine.
So wait, so your parents are quite religious, right?
Yeah.
So that's what's sort of raising alarm bells in my head. Where how do we marry the dildo MLM with a very very religious family? Because is your mom's entire family religious?
Majority. I think that cousin isn't. Far as I know.
Not that Christians don't use dildos.
Yeah, I was gonna
I'm
say
so sorry.
Religious people fuck Olga.
And then like
anyone can MLM.
Okay.
Also,
that's the message of this podcast.
As far as like my family is very like Christian, but they're also like I think perverts in their own right. My dad we went to like some motorcycle convention in like in Ontario, and like there's this woman in all leather and like giant jugs, and he was like, Erica, can you take my picture with her?
No!
And he'll go home and show my mom. Like, look at this. Yeah.
Yeah, fine. Oh. He knew what he wanted, mm-hmm. and you were gonna help him get it.
There you go.
Yeah.
But they're weird about certain things. Like my dad loves boob humor. I guess he just loves boobs.
Yeah, it sounds like.
Yeah. But like and swearing he's really upsets him.
Oh.
And weirdly, I was watching The Walking Dead like as a teenager, and then he came in and said, "Turn this off. This doesn't edify God."
But you know what, dude? Juicy big milkers.
Yeah. Titties.
That's such an intellectual critique.
So you raised kind of religious. Were you raised religious?
I was raised religious, but they always were like, well, until I think I kind of stopped going in high school. Although they'd still be like, try to wake me up, and I'd be like, nah, I need to sleep. But like, they very much are not. They never. When I could make my own decisions, they're like, we're not going to force you to do anything.
Nice.
Yeah.
Has religion informed how you are now?
I think it's in certain ways. I think I probably have like a different relationship to like sex if I wasn't raised religious. I think like there's just guilt about stuff. I remember when I did like my first edible, I called like my like friend who was also raised in the church, and I mean she still is very like religious, and then I was like on the phone upset, still like kind of like on this like edible that was so strong, being like, does God hate me? And then she was like, I don't think so.
Like, this was okay. Pre-weed becoming legal in Canada?
Pre-weed legal.
Okay, well, now that Justin Trudeau made it okay, then God's fine.
Yeah,
with
God's
it.
Fine. One thing I've learned about myself is I never succumb to peer pressure about drugs, but the only thing that, like, really will get me almost to the, like, I will probably do it is if someone's like, if I want to kiss someone.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Erica, yes! I've never smoked a cigarette in my entire life. I took one puff of cigarette in my life, and it was because a hot boy from South Africa in my high school was like, he had his arm around me, and he was smoking, and then he asked me if I wanted something. I said, I never smoked before, and he handed it to me, and then we started.
Oh, you yeah.
And I was like, never in my life ever have I smoked a cigarette.
I did a set, like, the other week. This bartender comes, talks to me. It's like, oh, you're so funny. Like, I watch, blah, 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 blah. And then he starts smoking, like, weed, which I'm, like, obviously fine with. But, like, I normally don't smoke before sets, and I was going to go and double somewhere else. And he was like, do you want a puff? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
A kiss?
Yeah.
A little kiss? Some.
And then he was like,
a kiss for Puffy?
Hope to see you again. I was
did
like,
you kiss?
No.
What? So you just drugged no. no reason?
No, just right. I didn't even inhale.
Oh, man. There is, I do think, kissing is the hardest drug.
Real.
Oh, no.
That's true.
That's awful. Don't say that out loud.
No, I believe
that's so
that.
Bad. Do you have any stories that, like, you have a perception of your parents and then you hear a story from their past and you're like, whoa.
Yeah. I can think of one because I remember it rocked me in high school. Like, I genuinely cried. This is how, this will tell you so much about guilt and my upbringing with Christianity. But I found out, my mom just like, well, for whatever reason, told me that my dad wasn't a virgin when they met. And I was so upset by it.
No.
I was so upset.
Do you remember why you were upset?
Because I was like, everything I know is a lie.
Yeah.
Everything
yeah.
I know
you
is
know
a
what?
Lie.
Yeah, that is a betrayal. It is that you have to, the idea that you like would need to and then your parents haven't done that.
Yeah, thing. I was like.
So is it right or is it wrong?
I mean.
You know what I mean? It's like it introduces questions.
Yeah. I was like, you're going to, yeah, I think it's also, yeah, exactly. It's like, you're going to tell me this is how it has to be, then you didn't do it. But then my mom tried to like be like, oh, but he was going to marry that woman. Like, it's fine. Oh. I was like, I don't care.
Wow. Have you ever addressed it with him or just her?
No, me and my dad don't really talk like that. Yeah. Weirdly, my dad's like very like, whenever my mom teases me about like relationships or like, oh, when are we going to have grandkids or something? Like, my dad will be like, don't pressure her. That's the one time he will actually kind of like stand up to my mom. Because she'll be like kind of joking about it, but he doesn't even like the idea that it's a joke. It's like, no, no.
No one's touching his little girl.
That's right.
Not before marriage.
No. Yeah. The virginity thing. Crazy.
Oh my God. To tears. I love that.
What's your standout? If you had to tell one story about each of your parents that was like a vibrant moment in your childhood. On your deathbed, they're like, what was one thing you remember about your mom and one thing you remember about your dad? What would they be?
Yeah, I mean, I've now written two bits about them, about these, but I think it's because they were such standout moments.
Yeah, of course.
But my mom emailed the producers of Dr. Phil because my dad could not stop buying cars. And
that tells me so much about both of them.
Oh
yeah.
My God. She wanted them to step in. She wanted to run the show.
Well,
how many cars?
Like, I think I mean, he still has like around 8.
Oh, he does have a lot of cars.
He does have like a lot of cars, and he like bought another one while I was home. And like they're not flashy cars. They're
it's
all
too many cars.
They're
though.
All used. They're all old. Like,
but why does he need so many?
I think it's because he grew up like in like a very poor household, and now it's like this thing. Like my uncle's kind of the same. He has like he used to walk outside an appliance store and watch TV there. Now every room in his house has a TV.
That makes sense.
Right, it's status symbol.
Yeah,
yeah.
But my mom was just like, they had just moved to a different house, so they're like, money is tight. My dad's like buying cars that he doesn't need. I'm in French immersion. They're now having to pay a tutor to teach me French because neither of my parents speak French.
Yeah.
My dad pretends he does. But he's out there being like driving bus. He's not involved in my school.
Yeah.
So he's like, my mom is emailing the producers as a venting exercise, she says, because she tells me now, like, it was never a possibility. There's no way your father was going to go down and like and talk about like that. So it was just a way for me to get my emotions out.
Yeah.
She got a call the next day from Dr. Phil's wife, who is like one of the producers of the show, saying, hey, we would really love you to come down to California.
What?
We'd love to talk to you about this.
And did they go?
No, of course not.
Did she tell your dad at the time she'd done it? When did she come clean?
I think she did. I think she did because I think she was like, oh, it's clout that Gail called me. I think that's her name.
Sounds
yeah.
right.
Was it a wake-up call for him? Was he like, if this is Dr. Phil level, I should sell some cars?
No.
Up to now. Like, that's what I said. Like, he bought a car when I was last home. Yeah. They dropped me off at the airport. They were fighting. And said,
fighting my own car?
Well, like, they were like saying, like, oh, my mom was saying, like, threatening him, like, when you die, like, I'm just going to give all your cars to charity. Like, I'm just going to get rid of them right away. And he said, I won't care. I'll be 6 feet under.
Ouch.
Innocent chat.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I love that.
Yeah, but that's, like, also, like, just, like, the tip of the iceberg. Like, there's, like, the animal abuse in my family, it didn't stop at my grandma.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no,
please
no.
Elaborate, I guess.
My dad traps and drowns raccoons.
What?
Yeah.
For fun?
No. He would see it
they
as, like,
pests.
Yeah, they're pests.
In his mind.
In his mind. And, like, the city isn't really going to do anything about it. Like,
he's like a vigilante.
Yeah. He's like Batman for raccoons. But they're protected. They're protected. You can't be.
Oh,
like,
you shouldn't be doing.
You
it.
Can't be doing that. Like my friends.
Are we? Do you want us to cut this out? Are we implicating him in crimes?
No one.
I don't think anyone's gonna.
Okay.
It's fine. He's not online. You know, no one could find him.
Even especially now they've moved even further out.
Yeah, he's fine. But like you'd trap him and then like he'd drown them.
So that's his hobby.
That's his hobby. And friends would come over and like. There's like a fire pit, so I'd like have do like some social things with like my classmates, but they'd like ask me like, "Yo, what's this rain barrel?" Like, because there's no need. You don't
oh
need.
God, stop.
You don't need a rain barrel.
Wait, what's a rain barrel?
It's just like
a big barrel of water in it.
Water in it
to drown the raccoons.
He put the raccoons in the rain.
How many raccoons were in the barrel? Oh my God, don't.
Would he dispose of?
He would just he would dispose of them, but he
that
he,
was
he,
the
he
raccoon
would,
drowning
he would count,
barrel.
He would count like they would count, and be like, "Oh, you know, like." This is my 15th of the year.
Oh, my God!
No!
And because it's illegal, right, like, in terms of disposing, they would have to drive to the countryside.
What, make them look like roadkill?
No, not even. Like, they would just kind of, like, make sure that it wouldn't be found. So they would put it in, like, a bin bag. They'd drive out. My mom would, like, go with them.
The most suspicious thing I've ever heard.
And then they'd, like, just be driving, roll down the window, yeet the raccoon out the window, and keep driving now.
But in the bag or no?
In the bag, I think. Oh, my God. In the bag, because you're not going to touch, like,
the raccoon.
The raccoon. Wow. Yeah.
So there was, like, a whole operation.
Yeah, my mom doesn't like it, but like she just rolls her eyes at it, but like she'll be like, I'll come.
Boys and their toys.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to kill the raccoon, but she will yeet it out of a window.
Yeah.
That's what she's into.
Yeah, one time there was a...
You take a different car every time, so it's less suspicious.
There you go. Maybe that's really why he has so many. God. He once found it. I don't know what's wrong with this man. There was like a squirrel that I don't remember how it got in his possession. It was dead, but he threw it in the doctor's office bin, and what? Then my mom sent him back to go get it because she's like, "You can't, like, they're gonna know it's you."
What?
Yeah,
he had to go back in and steal a dead
a dead squirrel from a doctor's bin.
Yeah.
Because they were going to know it was him.
Because, well, like, it was early as the only person who had been there.
A portrait of a man.
Erica, is there anything you'd like to plug?
I'll be doing some whips of my new show. I'll be around. If you're at the Fringe, come see me. Come see Olga.
Can you say the name of your show? It's the greatest name of the show ever.
I got a lot of dope-ass memories with people I don't fuck with anymore.
Such a good name. Such a good name.
Tells you a lot.
I love that.
Where can we follow you?
On Instagram, on Twitter/X. I barely use it anymore.
If you must,
yeah. If you want to see deranged thoughts from like 3 years ago, that I'll. TikTok, yeah. Instagram mainly and my handle's just my name, Erica Ehler, Erika Ehler.
And if you're trying to do some drugs with Erica, don't forget to bring along a kiss.
Yeah.
Or the other way around.
All right. Well, you can follow us on Instagram too, @family_jewels. We put up some clips.
It's family_jewels_podcast.
Podcast. And follow family_jewels, whoever they are too. We wish them the best.
This podcast was produced by Andrew White for Comedy Kerfuffle Productions. Mm-hmm. And the theme tune was composed by Ronan Shields, a man I do not know.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.